Hi there, and welcome to the very first episode of Never Enough Dice. And really, sometimes you just don't have enough dice. For those people out there who've played Champions and other hero games, you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, the whole thing on this podcast is I've played and play a lot of different types of games, from board games to card games to role-playing games, some video games as well, though not as many as I used to. And I've been playing, and this is a little bit of background about me, I've been playing games since I was a kid, but as far as hobbyist-style games, since the late 70s. I actually found D&D first, and me and a guy that I was going to high school with played basic D&D. This was back in the 70s. It was just him and me. And, you know, couldn't find anybody else at that time doing anything. And there was a little hobby shop down the street from me, George's Hobby Shop. And I went in there, and there was these board games, these war games, conflict simulations is what I like to call them. And they were in a flat pack. They were SPI games and some Avalon Hill stuff. And I met a couple guys there. And they played those games, and I got into the wargaming hobby for quite a while. They still, as a matter of fact, get together on Monday nights all these years later. And so I did that for a long time. We played war games like crazy. We'd play some other games like Hoax and stuff out there, and occasionally a card game or something. But it was a number of years. It was probably 4 years later, I finally ran into a group. They were playing, and if anybody remembers this store, K&K Toys. They were playing at K&K Toys doing kind of a demo of Dungeons & Dragons. And I hung around and asked about it and everything, got invited over, and played with that group for quite a while. And that was where I ran my first role-playing game, Champions. I've always been a big superhero fan. I grew up reading comics, mostly Justice League and whatnot, and me and a buddy found a couple copies of Champions at this like store out in the middle of nowhere, that just kind of a junk store, and we saw that and went, wow, okay, this is what we want to play. And I ran that thing for about 4 years. I ran Champions from the Blue Book on up to 3rd edition and into 4th edition. I ran that thing and had a blast. About the time 4th edition came out, we had a lot of us that were leaving for college and, you know, moving out of town and going elsewhere. And during that time, before that, around there, I'd switch off to something else. I ran Twilight 2000, which was a real fun game, which I still had a copy. Let's see what else I ran. I think Boot Hill, I think that's right. I ran Pulp Hero, Justice Inc., all the hero game stuff. I really, and still am, a pretty big hero game fan, though don't get me started on 6th edition. It's a huge mistake. I pretty much ended at 5th edition revised. To me, that's the end of the hero system, and I'll probably never play or run 6th edition. That time was a lot of role-playing games for me, until I would say, I went to Cincinnati, still role-playing a little bit up there, but we played remember the little Major League Baseball, like, click game? That was fun. I really liked that. I hate that it didn't last very long. Did that. I played a few board games, but that was before board games really just kind of hit and blew up like they are now. Moved back, went back into role playing, and played some Delta Green and Call of Cthulhu, and let's see, got into board games a little, Euros. I really like mostly Euros. And the last thing I did before I moved was I ran Dungeon World, and I really am in love with Dungeon World. I can't tell you that I run it very well, to be quite honest with you, but I love it and would love to play it. D&D kind of fell by the wayside for me after Advanced D&D. I saw 3rd edition, didn't think much of it. Saw 4th edition, played 3rd edition, didn't think much of it. It's just, it's too big of a complex craziness. Fourth edition was a miniatures game. And when they came out with fifth, yeah, there you go. That's it. And Pathfinder, hey, guys, you guys are on your own path. Good luck to you. I've tried to play it a few times and forget it. And Starfinder, I'm not really interested. So there you go. That's a little overview of some games that I've run or played or whatnot. And so I've got a long history with games. And I want to start off this with, I guess, a little story about some gaming that I've done recently. I moved and met a group and a bunch of pretty nice guys. I'm not going to mention any names, but we got together usually on Friday nights, occasionally a Saturday night, and would play pretty late. Usually there were three to five of us. And it was, you know, we had fun. We played a lot of Euros, a few Ameritrash, but they were American, you know. Downshift was one. I enjoyed Downshift, even though it was kind of, it's kind of wonky. I still like that game. And so, I do want to say something about one game before let me go ahead and finish the story. So, I gamed with them for quite a while, and there was this one guy who hadn't been around, hadn't come around. I kept missing him, and he couldn't play very often. And then suddenly he starts showing up every week. And this guy, oh my God. Now, we had one person in the group that was already kind of a slow analysis paralysis kind of gamer. But, you know, we'd play a game, and it might be 20 minutes longer or something like that. And he was a nice guy. I liked him. I liked the whole group. This one guy shows up. He's even more slow. Worse, much worse. So much so that finally, the last straw, we were playing this game. And it should have taken 2 hours for four people to play this game. It took us almost five? I think it was right. Almost 5 hours. And I don't know. I kept trying to avoid him. It got to the point where I was trying to avoid him. I really was just like, you know, I don't want to go out there. And I went out a couple more times. And the last couple times I went, I wasn't having any fun because I'd like the game. I'd get into the game. And then it would be just so damn slow that I'd be just like, okay, I give up. I just want this game to be over with. And I just basically would just do stupid moves just to hurry it along and get it done. And the guys would try to tell me, oh, no, don't do that. No, here's a better move. I'm like, leave it alone, dude. I'm just trying to get done with this game. I don't care anymore. Don't count any points. And the thing was, the one guy that was hosting, he would always want to like our opinions and write down the scores and stuff. And he'd post them to Board Game Geek. And finally, the last straw was that last game. And I can't even remember what the game was. But at one point, I really said out loud, please, God, just make a move. And at the end, yeah, I was in last place because I just flat didn't care. I was ready for the game to be over. Really, after the first hour and a half, I was like, oh, God, this is going to take all night. And it shouldn't. And I'm done. I actually sat there and started reading on my phone because it was just that mind-bending. And I didn't know. I felt like I should play it to the end. I should tough it out. Maybe I should have just left. But at the end, I said, look, I'm done. That's it. You know, I'm willing to play with one or two of you guys again, but you know, there is no reason why these games have to be this slow. I can't do it. It's driving me nuts. I am done. I think he asked me, you know, what I thought of the game. And that's when I kind of like, you know, he knew I was like, you know, he thought I didn't like the game. I said, no, the game was fine. Game's fine. I know how to play it. I know I could get a better score. But I'm done. I just cannot deal with it. This incredibly slow rate of play. We should have been able to get two games done in. And these were not complex games. Well, after about the second turn, I got it. I knew what was going on, knew how to play it. I go, okay, I got it. And I had fun, like I said, for the first hour and a half. And then after that, I was like, oh no. I'm losing my mind now. I can't deal with it. So I quit. I haven't been back. And I'm not going to go back, to be quite honest with you. Because, you know, they were friends before I ever moved here, and so they like playing with him. They should stick with it. If they enjoy an icy slow game, then hey, knock yourselves out. You know, I get it. Some people are slower, but when you've got one guy already who is kind of slow, he wasn't super slow, and then you introduce another guy who's twice as slow as him. I'm done. So anyway, there's my little story. Now I want to talk about a particular game that I did play with that group, to be quite honest with you. And it's a popular game. I can't remember why it's rated on BGG, and I'm not going to even look it up. It's called Kalis. And he even posted, the guy who hosted posted on there, because we played this five-player version of Kalis. And again, five players, the slow and the ultra-slow guy were playing. And that may have been a part of the problem. But to me, Kalis, okay, chess. Let's talk about chess. Chess is a game that has a number of pat moves that you can kind of memorize and do. And, okay, here I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And depending on how well you know the game, you are going to win. There's really no luck involved. It's to me, chess is a boring game. There's no luck. Basically all you gotta do is sit down and go, do you know this game better than me? Okay, you win. And I'm done. It's kind of like, I equate it to, there's a Avalon Hills old Africa Corps game. That was a game from the 60s. Africa Corps has a very low density as far as pieces and whatnot on there. And the joke was you could sit down at a table, not even open the box, roll a die, and depending on the result of the die, you won. Because basically everyone would take I think it was 2-1 odds at Tobruk on the combat die roll. So it always came down to that. So you roll a die, look at that, we just played Africa Corps. And to me, chess, Africa Corps, and Kalis. Kalis also is like that. Especially at higher player counts. Now there may be a little bit more strategy, but there's no luck in this game. And if you're last or next to last going, you are screwed. you're done. You might as well. You're not going to win. I think it's a flawed game. It's certainly not fun. It's a game that if you know it, you get a group of people together, and if you know the game, you are going to beat those people because there's really no luck involved. It's really just moving pieces around, almost pre-planned, and it's just, I don't understand. I just don't understand why people like that type of game. It's an antiquated, I think I said that, right? And really, to me, it doesn't deserve the high ranking that it has on Board Game Geek. But now, I get it. There's a lot of people who play that game. Oh, just love it. It's great. Blah, blah, blah. You know, knock yourselves out, guys. It's not a good game. You know, you like it because you know all the different strategies. Whereas if you invite a bunch of people in and you try to play it with them, it's not like you sit down and you say, okay, let's play... let's play Kanja, or let's play Scythe. I don't want to use Scythe as an example because that's a little heavier of a game. It's just not a fun game, period. So anyway, this is going to be a short episode because I just really kind of wanted to do a little ranting and kind of give you a little background about who I am and what to expect for future episodes. I hope to have some co-hosts on occasionally, and we're going to talk about games that we're playing, currently playing, or games that we want to play, or new games that have just come out. And I know, like, I'm going to be ordering Delta Green, that's for sure. The new Delta Green book. I've got to get that slipcase set. That is for sure. Love it. I'm going to say this, and I totally mean it. To me, the best role-playing supplement ever written was Delta Green Countdown. There you go. I've said it. If you've never read Delta Green Countdown, do yourself a favor, borrow a copy, buy a copy. It's for sale as a PDF on DriveThruNow, I believe. Get it, read it. It is awesome. And anything those guys put out, I love it, and I support it. So check out Delta Green, and that's Arc Dream. And if you just do a Google search for Arc Dream, that's the manufacturer, and you can buy all that stuff from them, and I'm sure they would appreciate it. So thanks for listening. This is, like I said, going to be a little bit of a short one. If you have any comments, questions, or opinions, please feel free to email me, and I will put my email address in the notes. And I appreciate all comments. And folks, have a great day. We'll see you again soon. Bye now.